Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is the first Indian premier to pay a visit to Israel in the past 7 decades. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed his Indian counterpart at Tel Aviv Airport and spoke about more Indian-Israeli cooperation. Israel and India aim to boost ties on space programs and military issues. Netanyahu announced a $40 million innovation fund for technological cooperation. Modi spoke about the Israeli military forces. The Indian premier won't go to Ramallah for meetings with the Palestinians during his 3-day stay. Some Palestinian analysts say the decision could be signaling a change in India's relationship with Palestine that has been friendly up until now.
This visit comes in sharp contrast to India's historical relationship in supporting the Palestinian people as well as its previous positions on other Arab issues. While this may not mean that New Delhi will become exclusively biased to Israel, it does show that Tel Aviv managed to become closer to a country that stood by the Palestinians for years.
Experts in military affairs are saying that this can increase arms deals between India and Israel.
Any military agreement between Tel Aviv and New Delhi will strengthen Israel, whether it's the strengthening of its economy or exporting and development of weapons. It could also encourage investment in Israeli weapons. Israel keeps using the Palestinian people to field test its weapons in order to sell them to India and through them to the rest of the world.
India is the world's biggest importer of military equipment, with Israel being one of its major suppliers. According to Israeli media, the value of military deals between New Delhi and Tel Aviv is more than $1 billion each year.
The Indian Prime Minister's visit to Israel is seen as a turning point in relations between New Delhi and Tel Aviv. Palestinians now hope that the visit will not weaken their ties to the Indian people. Hamad Hamail for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.